Gemara Gezushin that Samachem Beis was a Joshua that, at least according to Rav Amarayim, most of Mandamim in the Sugi over there, they dash and Dav Davim Imamim. That's the Kedushin, the Gittin and Kedushin, you have to have two Edom. It's not enough just to do the Maisa Gittin, the Maisa Kedushin, you have to have two Edom. It's called Edekiyim. That Edom, there's no Gerushin and there's no Kedushin. The Gemara goes there from Joshua, Dav Davim Imamim, because the Torah says Dav by Mamim. The word Dav, Yakum Edech of Ish, the Gemara says that. So we see that by Mammon you have to have two Edoms. You might see Mammon take money from somebody if you want to, for some moving times that Shimon owes him $100, the only way, and Shimon denies it, the only way he can get that isn't the Paschal, and Shimon has to pay him the $100 is with two Edoms. So the Gemara Dash is the same thing for getting the Kedushin, but getting the Torah also says, he must have a Staba, the other word Daba, so it's a Gzeir Shava. That you need two Edom by Gittin also. And then the Gemara makes a Hekish from Kedushin to Gittin. Just like by Gittin you need two Edom, by Kedushin you also need two Edom. And that seems to be, in the Gemara over there, I think Ravashi, Rabbo, most of the Marim, they all hold to this halacha. And they all say that Mekash be Eid Echad ain't Cheshon Kedushin. A person who make Kedushin even with an Eid Echad, it would be nothing. You have to have two Edom. But there's one mandam of the Gemara, Papas, that says, it's one line in the Gemara over there. That the Papa Taka holds that even if you mekadesh with the Eid Echad, you have to be chayshish with the Kedushin. At least the Chumrah. That before she gets married to someone else, you have to have a get, but you have to be chayshish, at least the Chumrah, that possibly Kedushin could be done with an Eid Echad. What the Shver to me was, the Gemara doesn't explain the Papa's reason. The other reason of all the other Marayim, the Gemara explains this address, Dav Dav Mimamin. But by Rav Papa, the Gemara just doesn't explain it. The Gemara just says, and the Rishayim don't seem to explain it either. The Gemara just says, Rav Papa says, Cheshon Kedushin. And the Santa, Ramah, and Ebenezer, Simon Mendez, Sifchaf, and Shechon Arach, there are more Paskins like Rav Papa. There are more Paskins that, Makash Beidech, Cheshon Kedushin. First of all, we make a Kedushin with Eidech, Allah, Ramah says, you should be Cheshon Kedushin. Ramah does say, Im Loi B'makim Igun V'dchak. If it be a Mokum of an Aguna, let's say someone that made a Kedushin in front of an Eidech, and then that husband disappeared. So she's stuck. She can't get, if you can be chayshish, you can worry about Kedushin, she can never get married. So Naguna, the Ramah says, you can be Mekal and not be chayshish for a papa, because your wife sheets in the Sugya don't hold that way. But in Harchina, the Ramah does pass him, we should be chayshish for Kedushin. But what's the reason? What's pshat in a papa? So Poshit, I think the reason is that. He's telling chayshish. He's Mesopic. It looks like he's Mesopic and he's saying only Nuchumra.
I think also
Mesupik. Mechayr is Mesupik. That's right. The others are saying with Hamvada. Mekash Beidechad ain't Cheshon Kedushin. It's nothing. Anything less than two Edom is nothing. But Papa holds that it is Kedushin. So Mechayr Pashat reason is because we find by Mammon an Eidechad does two of something. An Eidechad is Mechayr Beshvua. The moving time is that Shimon owes him money and Shimon is Kaifa. Shimon says he doesn't know anything. Shimon is Papa. The burden of proof is on Ruvain. But if Reuven brings two Edom, he could get his money. But if he brings one Ed, the halacha is one Ed is mechayev shvuah. One Ed will be mechayev Shimon to make a shvuah. He could tell Shimon, make a shvuah, you don't owe me money. If you don't want to make a shvuah, you have to pay me. So you see, an Ed Echad does do something. So even by Mammon it does something. So if you can learn out Davod Avim Mammon, maybe we should learn out that Ed Echad does accomplish something, it creates a shvuah. I think that's the Pashas time of a Papa. Papa is Cheshon Kedushin. The other Merayim, they all hold, no, Davod Avim Mammon, we learn out. Like the Lashon of the Pasuk really, it's Al-Pishneidim, Al-Pishloshidim, it's talking about to be Moitzi Mammon. We're going to have, you have to have the Eidus that's Moitzi Mammon, that's what you have to have again in Kedushin. But Papa could hold Chayshon Kedushin because the Eid Echad does something. That's the Chayr of the Tam. I had another Kasha, which is I think a bigger Pella. Why is it that we find, if Papa only said, Makash Be'edecha Chayshon Kedushin, but we don't find anywhere if Papa says, Magarish Be'edecha Chayshon Gerishin. That someone makes a get with the Eid Echad, the Chayshon Gerishin. There are more also. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch says that Hamakash Beidecha Cheshon Kedushin, but we don't find anywhere the Ramah should say that Hamagarish Beidecha Cheshon Kedushin. Someone made a get with Eid Echad. Are we machmir that it was a Gerushin? There's a few nachkaminas. First of all, for the couple themselves. Let's say a man gives his wife a get with Eid Echad, and then, okay, we tell him it's nothing. But maybe should be machmir that is something and do again Kedushin. Why should they live the whole lives without Kedushin? And maybe it's not heavy cases of, but why should they live the whole exaggeration? That's the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina, like he was saying, is let's say she was married to a kohen. Bas Yisrael was married to a kohen. A Bas Yisrael married to a kohen eats truma. What happens if that kohen gave her get in front of Eidei Echad. Why don't we find any Rechoshin Legerish? It must be Choshish that it was a get, and she cannot eat Trum anymore. And even more, why don't we say, like in this case, if she was married to a Kohen, and he gave her a get in front of Eidei Echad, why don't we Choshish that she's now a Grusha, and he can't take her back? Then it is, when a Kohen gives a get to an Isha, it's pretty serious, he can't take her back, she's a Grusha. So why don't we find Choshish in Legerish? Or even if she's married to Yisrael, she's married to Yisrael, and Yisrael gave a get in front of Eidei Echad, why don't we say Hamagashbe Echad Cheshishin the Gerishin, that then if the husband dies, she's not just an Amanda who can marry a Kayin, she's really she's a Grusha one time, she can't marry a Kayin. There's not enough Geminis. So why does her Papa only say Hamagashbe Echad Cheshishin the Gerishin? Why don't we find Hamagashbe Echad Cheshishin Gerishin, and the Rama also, the Rama brings down Alocha, Hamagashbe Echad Cheshishin Gerishin, why doesn't the Rama say also Hamagashbe Echad Cheshishin Gerishin? And to me it's appalling, I didn't find anyone shtel on this Kasha. But I was thinking that there's another Shana Kasha that Neshuah asks. That Neshuah asks, why does the Gemara always call this Joshua Davadav Mi Mammon? That Pasuk is not only talking about Mammon, that Pasuk is talking about Misa Makas also. The Pasuk says, Yokum Yedecha Be'ish, Chalavin, Chachatas, Chalchad, Shayechta, Alpishne Yedim, Alpishne Yokum Dava. So Rashi brings down from the Sefri, what does it mean, Chalavin, Chachatas? So Rashi brings down, loy einish guf, loy einish mamon. L'cho oven l'chayr means einish haguf, which would be miso or makas, and l'cho chatas would be einish mamon. That you need two edim for an einish for miso, makas, and for mamon. So this pasuk of dava dava mi mamon is not only necessarily talking about mamon; it's talking about miso, makas also. Why do we always call it dava dava mi mamon? It should be dava dava mi misa. Just like by misa you need to aid them, the same thing by getting a kedushin you need to aid them. Or the same, just like by makas you need to aid them, the same thing by getting a kedushin you need to aid them. Why do we always refer to the drasha dava dava mi mamon? Zavik Teshuva. Teshuva says even more. The Gemara asks in kedushin, the Gemara asks, even if you learn out dava dava mi mamon, why don't you say hadas valdin helps? Just like by mamon, you can have hadas valdin, you don't need aid them. If a person comes up and he's moedai, oh, $100 to evain. He's chayev. It wasn't commanded on me. He's chayev. Why do you say by getting a kedushin also? If a man and a lady get married privately and they're moida, we did a ma'aseh kedushin. Why don't we say that helps? And the halacha is not good. If a man and a lady would come and tell us that they got married, they made a ma'aseh kedushin privately, there's no kedushin. You still need to aid them. It's affecting my why. Just like by if the whole community is from mamon, just like by mamon, they does about things commanded on me. Why by kedushin doesn't help also? So Gemara is a terrorist that by mamon, the reason why you believe is because it's not chav lachini. First, once you mechayim himself $100, it's not negay anybody else. It's negay himself. He's believed. But when Ish v'Isha want to say that they are mekadeshes, they're answering this Isha on the Gansavel. They're answering the Isha on the Kerevim. They're answering the Isha b'Emes on the Gansavel. So that they're not believed. So, but fact is, in Yeshua, what's the most kasha to begin with? The whole kasha was that if we're waiting up a moment, then Hadassah Badin should help. Effectively, Yeshua, this drasha is really not the Afkami moment, it's from Misa and Makis. And by Misa, also, by Misa and Makis, Hadassah Badin doesn't help. If someone walks into Bezdin and says, he's Moedi, he's a Reitzeach, or he's Moedi, he's Machal Shabbos, we do not give him Misa. No such thing. You cannot be Moedi and Yechayat Misa. You have to have two Edom. So what was the Mosul Kash to begin with? Why don't you just say that there's no Hadassah Badin? But in Kedushin, because the real limit is Lavdafka for Mammon. The real limit is from Misa Makas. The same Pasuk of Dava of Mammon is really talking about Misa Makas and Mammon.
Yeah, but
So Pnei Yeshua wants to answer that. The Gemara held that Al Kochach, this drasha is from the Indian of Mammon in this pasuk, because the Indian of Misa and Makas in this pasuk, you don't really need this pasuk. But there's other pasukim. He doesn't say which, but there's other pasukim in the Torah that we know that for Misa and Makas you need two edim. So Al Kochach, the ikalima of this, the whole purpose, even though this pasuk does mention Al Chovin and Chachatas, it mentions the way the Safi learns that the pasuk is going on Misa and all Ancient Misa, Makas, and Mammon, but the ikal pasuk is for Mammon. And that's why the Joshua we're going to have for me is Dabba Dami Mammon. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Teretz. So I was thinking, Kinzain, this is the Shan the whole Sugya. It could be all the other Merayim that hold Hamakash Beit Echad, Ein Choshen L'Kedushin, they learn this whole Joshua is from Mammon, the way the Pnei Yeshua learns. Of a Papa that holds Hamakash Beit Echad, Choshen L'Kedushin, he could hold the Pnei Shu's Kasha. He could not like the test like the Kasha. And he could hold the Ikkadrush is Lav Dafa from Momin. It's from Momin or from Misa. Okay, there you go. And we're going to get and the Chesed was like this. There's a Sayyidistic Chuvah Sarajva. Well, I'm going to explain. I'm going to get to it now. There's one more Hakdama you have to know. There's a Sayyidistic Chuvah Sarajva. The Beis Yosef brings it down. Nebuchadnezzar Simon Yid Aleph. The Kivega brings it down. Simon Tzadik Daled. The Chuvah Sarajva is today printed in what's called Chel Gimel Simon Kuf Yid Aleph. He goes on a Gemara at the end of Yavamas. The Gemara says at the end of Yavamas that the halacha is, it's really two prokim in Masechta Sanhedrin, that whenever you have Edim Nefashis, Edim on Misa, you have to have Drishas Achakiris. Bezin's halacha that Bezin has to ask them seven questions. Drishas Achakiris, what day, what time, what hour, what month. They have to verify the time by each aid. And the reason is, to be Mavara, make sure they're saying the proper aid. But Edim Nefashis, if they want to say someone was a Ritzeach on Mechal Shabbos, you have to know exactly what day, what time it was. It's called Drishas Achakiris. By Dini Mominus, the halacha is you don't need Drishas Achakiris. You have to know why. Is there ice for Abonin? By Dini Mominus, you paskin, you don't need Drishas Achakiris. Somebody wants, an Edom want to be made that Ruben knows the Shimon $100. We're not Drishas Achakiris. We don't ask them what day, what time. It's enough that they say, we saw Halvav. We don't do all the Drishas Achakiris. That's the halacha. Again, that you have to Drishas Achakiris by Dini Nefashis, but not by Dini Mominus. In the Gemara, the end of Yavamas is Machagas Tanoim. What about Edom that are being Matia and Aguna? And Aguna, her husband's missing, and she's not able to get married, and two Edom come along, and they say they saw the dead body, they saw the husband died. Do we do Drishas Achakiris? Is that compared to Dini Nefashis? Or is that compared to Dini Mominus? Her, you would think it's not Dini Nefashis, they're not coming to Mechayev anymore Misa. But there's one Mandamer, Bekiva holds that it is similar to Dini Nefashis. The reason is, he says, because they're coming to be mati in this misa. That this isha was asked to get married to anyone with a chavik kisa and misa's bezdin, who's nashas ish, and they're coming to be mati nashas ish, being mati a chiv misa is a zavidin nefashas also. As they helped the Bekiva. So upon him, the Gemara says, this far, according to Bekiva, that to be mati in this misa is considered like dina fashas, you need jishas achigirs. To collect the Rajva and the Tshuva, according to Bekiva, what would be about Edi Kedushin? Is Edi Kedushin also like Dini Nefashis, you have to have Drishas Achakiris? Because Edi Kedushin is not coming to your Mati Misha, it's coming for Ket, to create a Chiyav Misa. They're coming to say she's also, that the ball is Chiyav Misa. So what's the Rajva talking about? It's a little bit unclear. L'chayr, it sounds like he's talking about Edikim, but Edikim, L'chayr, are not being made. Edikim are just standing there. The whole Indian Drishas Achiris, L'chayr, only passed by Edom that are made. Edom come to testify, to give testimony, that's when you can be Dosh V'chayk on what they're saying. But by Edikim, L'chayr, the whole thing doesn't pass. But so I think it's a little bit of a kitzvah. If you look at the Lashon Shuvah Sarajva, I think what he means is, he's not talking about Edikim. He's talking about Edom that come to be made, that a lady's nation's dish, a new lady came to town, nobody knows her, and she says she's going to Shachanim, she wants to get married. And two Edom get up and say, hey, Hetzu, we were made, we know this lady from this other shtat, we know her from before, and she's Neshes Ish. She cannot get married. That's the Edom condition that the Rashi is talking about. So the Rashi declares, these Edom, when they come up to Bezin to be made, that she's Neshes Ish, she should not allowed to get married. Is that also like dealing in the Farshis? And you need Yishas Achikiris or not? I think also the Rashi might be talking about another case, because the Rashi brings a Raya that you don't need. You do not need Yishchias by Edei Kedushin. His Raya is, because the Gemara says in Yivam, Staf Lamed Aleph, that you don't need Zman in Shtar Kedushin. One of the three ways Yisha Miskadeshes is Yisha Niknes, the Mishnah says, Zman from Kedushin, is Bekesu Shtar Vadiyah. One of the ways is Beshtar. You take a Shtar, and you just write in it a proper Shtar signed by Edom. You write in it that she's Mekadeshes to this man. That's also Kedushin. And the Gemara says, that Shtar Kedushin, even though it has all dinim of a Shtar, all Torah Shtar, you don't need Zman. Normally in a Shtar you have to write a date on top, and this Shtar Kedushin, the Gemara explains, for different reasons, Shem Yechav Basachoysa, the other reasons you don't need Zman. So Zok the Rajva, if there would be a din Drishas Achakiris by Edei Kedushin, L'chor you would need Zman in the get, in the Shtar. By every Shtar, you always have Drishas Achakiris from the Zman, from the date that you write on the Shtar. The fact that you don't need Zman by Kedushin, Shtar Kedushin, the Chayr Zirayi, that you don't need Yishra Chiyah. So it could be, this is what Rashi is talking about, this case of Edi Kedushin. Edi Kedushin on the Shtar. Edi Kedushin on the Shtar does not need Yishra Chiyah. to write Zman. Well, the more partial case, like we said before, by Eden that get it to be Meir, that she's an Ishish Ish, to after her from getting married, the Rashi wants to say that you don't need Yishish Chigis. And why not? What type of the Chiluk? If we're saying, if the Gemara says, according to Bekiva, you need Yishish Chigis to be Mati in Ishish Ish, to be Mati Chiyav Misa, that's called Dini Nefashis, and it needs Yishish Chigis. So in Cherek Hoshkein, when you want to make a lady to Ishish Ish, to make a Chiyav Misa, why isn't that called also Dini Nefashis? So the Rashi says it's a Chiluk. It's not the Rashi. The chiluk is like this. By an aguna, when you're being made to mati here, the whole mechuvan is to be mati the isamisa. This lady cannot get married because she has an isamisa. When you're coming to say, yes, she's allowed to get married, you're being mati the isamisa right now. Mashen came by Eidik Kedushin, they're not coming to talk about the nefashis. No one's talking about Mrs. Bezdin. Mrs. Bezdin is a scary thing. We're not up to that. No one's talking about that. All they are saying is she's usa to get married. They just want to come for the din issa. A step before the chiyamisa is the issa. All the animals saying, don't let her get married, she's Eishas Ish. The Ikka Mechuvin over here is to ask her from getting married. By Aguna, he says, it's right there, one step. He's saying, she can't get married because she's Eishas Ish. Go ahead, go get married, don't worry, there's no Chiyav Misa. The Dach is the Gechilik. But the Rashi was saying, that's the Chilik. When it comes to Mati and Aguna to get married, that's being Mati Dini Nefashis. That's being Mati and Issa Misa. When you're coming to ask an Isha from getting married, you're not thinking about the Gantz Chiyav Misa. What you're thinking about is just the Issa. Let's take it step by step. She's not. If they don't listen, the Edus of these Edim can bring to Chiyav Misa. In case she doesn't listen, and there's Edim that she's Mazana with someone, or she marries someone, then if they came after she's Mazana, then maybe you wouldn't use Chiyav. Yeah, I think the Rashi maybe we might have that. Because that would be a chiv misa. But Rashi is talking about where she was not mezana yet. They just came to stop her from getting married. So that the Rashi was saying. So we're going to get there. So I'll get there in a minute. So Akaponim, that's the Rashi was chiluk. So according to this Rashi was chiluk, that to be mati and isha is dina nefashis, because that's dealing with dina nefashis. But for Edi Kedushin to say that a lady is mukadeshis, that's not called dina nefashis, that's like dina mominis. I was thinking that could be pshat on Rapapa. Rapapa could hold like Tneshu's kasha, that really the drasha is lav dafka dava dava mi momin. The drasha really is dava dava mi misa, makas and momin, for more three, for misa and momin. And benegeya gittin, which is coming to be Mati and Isha, that we have the Shusa Rajbis for. When you're coming to be Mati and Isha, that's called Din Nefashis. So Ben Negei getting that whole learn out from the Din Misa in this Pasuk. And Din Misa, and you need to have two Edim. And Misa, the Eid Echad, is nothing. An Eid Echad doesn't tweet anything by Misa. That's why Hamagash Be'Eid Echad, the Prophet doesn't say, Choshen Negeshen. Of a Makadosh Be'ed Echad, when you make Kedushin Be'ed Echad, that Rav Papa will say Kedushin is not doing with the Dini Nefashis, the way the Rashi explained. Kedushin is doing with the Dini Mominus. So if it's doing with the Dini Mominus, we're learning now from Dava Dava Mi Momin. And Dava Dava Mi Momin, we could say Rav Papa's story is, by Momin we find that Echad does something. Echad is Mechayev Shvua. You're learning now from Momin, you could say Choshin or Kedushin. So it's Sven Fedor Kasha. Our first Kasha was, what's Rav Papa's Tam? Why is the Papa hold Makadosh Be'Echad Choshen Kedushin? What happened to Joshua David of Mimamin? So he said the Pashuk Shad is the Papa will hold that by Mimamin also the Echad does something. The Echad Tuzay V'Chiyiv Shvuah. The other man Damer Manachoshev that the Papa could hold that since the Echad Tuzay V'Chiyiv Shvuah, that's why Makadosh Be'Echad Choshen Kedushin. Then we ask the Kasha, how come the Papa only says about Kedushin? Why doesn't he say about Gerushin also? Why do you say Megarish Be'Edecha Cheshit Kedushin? Why is there a mobbing? The Ramah brings down the Papa's done by Kedushin. Why is there a mobbing down by Gerushin? Teretz says, Gerushin, you could say, is went out from Dovah Dovah Mimisa, not Dovah Dovah Mimamin. Because Gerushin is coming to be Mati and it's the Misa. When you're coming to be Mati and it's the Misa, then you could say that's going to be Dovah Dovah Mimisa. And by Misa, Edecha doesn't accomplish anything. That's why. What? Well, an Erech is not Mechayev Misa, it doesn't do anything. An Erech comes to be made so much on Shabbos. That Erech wants to say what? That you. Erech is not Yisurim. I'm not talking about an Erech on the Gershon itself. But no, I'm going to have the echad from Misa. Because Dava is only there from this pasuk, and this pasuk says, according to our papa, is talking about Misa and Mamon. So on the din Misa, the Misa echad doesn't do if anything. So if the echad doesn't do if anything for Misa, whatever you're going to have for Misa, Gerishin and Misa. Because the Rashba is what taught us that there's a chilk between Gerishin and Kedushin. That Gerishin is considered din nefashis. Right? And Kedushin is not called din nefashis. The Rashba makes a shechelish. Then he gave you shechelish. He said, this is called nefashis, this is called din mamonis. So we'll say here also that for Dava, for the Gerishin part, you have to go now for Misa, because Gerishin is named to Misa. But the Kedushin part, we're going now for Mammon, according to Rashba, because Kedushin is not considered Misa. Well, Makas would also be Dachka 2-8, and 1-8 doesn't accomplish anything. Why are we going to Kedushin for Makas? Makas is a Nitzah. Actually, Dava Dava Mi Misa Mi Mamon. Yeah, huh? Yeah. You know, it's the only parents I have. Right. I'm not going with Pnishu's Teres. I'm saying if Papa will not go, all the other Marim will go like with Pnishu's Teres. So Papa will blind by the Kasha. That this Pasuk Gachar is Misa and Mamon. So things that are done with the Misa are going to have a Misa. Things that are done with the Mamon are going to have a Mamon. I actually have a bigger problem with the whole thing because the Rashi of Emma says, wants to say that by getting also, you don't need Yishu Chakiris. The Rashi wants to say that only to be Matin Aguna is coming to be Matin Asimisa. By getting, the Rashi wants to say, is also, you don't need Yishu Chakiris. It's also not doing it to Dini Nefasha because it's also stepping moves. By getting also, you're not coming with a Kavana of to be Matin Misa. You're first coming with a Kavana to be Mafra, the Isha and the Isha, to separate this man and the woman. The Rashi brings a riot from the fact that. What the kavan is? Right. There's no man. That's what the Rashi wants to say. So according to this Rashi, really, you wouldn't stream the social kaddara because even Gerishin would not be doing with the Misa. But I wanted to say, in a papa will hold like here for the Rashi. Papa's not Meshuv, but the Rashi, but the Pshan of Papa V, he'll hold like the Rashi story about Kedushin is not doing with the Misa, but Gerishin will hold the more pashas. Gerishin is doing with the Gemara's case of being Mati Naguna. You can't be Mati in the Misa. And then you could say that's why the papa is not precious for Magarish for Magarish for Yechad. What the Mechuvin is that? Okay. Speaking of another Shabbinian, there's a. This is a Sugi, really. There's a Sugi Mubasa, Daf Kufchav Ches, Samar Aleph. Yeshneichim, the Gemara says, Halacha, that Koshet Chilosi Sefer Mepasas is possible. The Gemara says, a Klal. Really, by all Eidim, not only by Kiddush Kedushin, by all Eidim, and Eidim that were Chilasi B'Psul, the Sefer B'Kashrus, is also possible. That means if they were possible B'Shastriyah, and then later the Eid became Kosher, B'Shastriyah is made in Bezin, it's also possible. Gemara gives the case, for example, an Eidim, a son in law, sees his Shver lend someone money. At the time he saw his Shver, the father in law, lend someone money, he was possible Eidim, he was related, he was a Kareb, he was a son in law, he cannot be made. But later, in between, his wife died, or he was Megarish's wife, so now he's a Karish and a Strachak, it's called. He's no more a Karish to his father-in-law, they're now strangers. So now, B'Shas Eidus, is he allowed to be made and say, yes, I saw Reuven and Shimon $100. Can he be made on that halva? So Gemara says no. Gemara says, you need Chilosi B'Sefer B'Kashas. If he was Pasul Eidus when he saw the Eidus, even though he's Kashul Eidus now when he comes to Bezin, he cannot be made. And Rashi brings down, it's the only Gemara in Erech and the Fiches, the Joshua is from the Lashon of the Pasuk says, Hu Eid Oy Ra. You have to have a Kosher Eid, B'Shas Eidus, and B'Shas Ra, B'Shas Ri also. That's the halacha of, that you need the Chosi B'Psul, the Sefer B'Kashas is also possible. The Kivege in Simon Tzagdala declares the Shein HaKir. He says, the whole Gemara is talking about an Eid that was a curve to the person who's being made on. He was like a son in law of some person being made on, and then later he was nisrachik, and he still cannot be made. Kletim Kivega, what about if two Adam were Kerem Zangazeh, but they were not related to the Baldav at all? Two Adam were brother in laws, they married the sisters. Two Adam married the sisters, and they saw a stranger Reuven lend money. B'shas they saw it, these two Adam cannot be made. And then later, B'shas they came to Bez be made, one of the wives died, or one of them divorced his wife, they're not shrugas anymore, they're not brother in laws anymore. So it's also a case of chasim b'psul v'sefer b'kashrus. Can they be made? L'chayr, you would think it's the same thing. Just like the Gemara says that the chasim b'psul v'sefer b'kashrus, they're related to the baldova, the same thing. The two of them related to each other. It's the same thing. It's chasim b'psul v'sefer b'kashrus. Oh, zok v'kirega? No, there's a big chiluk. The chiluk is in the Gemara's case where the aid was related to the baldova. That case in the beginning, chilasa, he was posel gom. In the beginning, he cannot be made for his shver in any way. There's no way he can be made for his shver. He's his son-in-law. He's related to him. Until he's nisrachet, kol zman, he was related. He was chasim b'psul v'sefer gama. Hashem came, the Kiregas case, where the two eidim are kreivim zan l'zeh, each eid be'etzim was kosher to be made. Each eid could be'etzim find a different eid and be made with somebody else. The chasim is only to be made together, but they're not mamash chasim b'psul. Each one on his own is that some kosher to be made. Let him find somebody else to be made by somebody else. Let him be made by himself to be mechayev shvua. It's only that's the whole problem. So it's not a tushdom. Maybe you don't stay with it.
It's not
a shame.
It's not even
a shame.
It's not
a shame. It's not even a shame. It's not even a shame. Of so now you hear this chiluk, you say yeah, and chayy pasha chiluk that he doesn't possibly didn't chasim b'psul v'sefer kashrus. So my sukkiy vegas says lo imatzasi gilin l'din zayi. He didn't find b'fevish the shayla anywhere. Anyone talk about the shayla? Except that he has one diyuk in Hagreis Hashvi on the Rosh and Shavuos Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Hagreis Hashvi mentions this halacha of chasim b'psul v'sefer kashrus. And if you look closely, the way the Hagreis Hashvi adds one word, it's mashma that he's talking about the two edim were kreivim zan l'zeh. You see from the Gerei Sashri that even when the two Eidim are Kerem Zanel Zeh, that's also the Chesem Zanel Zeh. Then he has another Raya. If you want to see in the papers, I haven't written up, but it's a little bit Cheshvin. He has another Raya from Sugi and Saita also to this. But I just want to see over a bit. They could mainly the Chakira, and I think it's a panel of the Gazak. When you first hear the Chakira, do you say by two Eidim that Kerem Zanel Zeh also the Chesem Zanel Zeh? Our first reaction was, yeah, Pashut, yes, why not? What's the difference? Then after you hear the Kiregas Chilak, no, it is a big Chilak, you say, yeah, attack is a big Chilak. There are two ways, and each one bets them as kosher to be made. But then the Kireg goes ahead and brings two rights to the first way. That there is a din, Chasim Sosav Kashas, even by two ways. Even though we have the Svarah, the Machalak, we have the Machalak, that the two ways in Krimzong are not really Chasim Sol, still the Kireg brings the right, that's called Chasim Sosav Kashas. And the Pshat is, since the Chasim Sol to be made together, they can never be made together. Yeah, fine, they could always come. You want to find another aid, each one come individually and find a different partner, find someone else to be made, go ahead. But you want to come together, you cannot come together with Shastriya, you cannot come together with Shastagada also now. Obviously, that's also called Chesed B'Sof Zebek Ashes. Just want to say also, in this Indian, the Shainim is a Shainik Asher on this whole din of Chesed B'Sof Zebek Ashes from a Gemara in Chesed Batam, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, that starts from Beis and Beis. We're not going to go through the whole sugya b'im Isa, but the Gemara brings a brisa. I'm Gimel Melanof. The Gemara brings a brisa. V'tanya b'nei yish nigdei sefer Torah on lahem. The brisa talks about a shtot that owned the sefer Torah b'shutfus. Everyone in town, they all shutfim in the sefer Torah, and that sefer Torah was stolen. B'nei yish nigdei sefer Torah on lahem. The brisa says, "Ein donim b'dayne yosiyeh v'im mevin raya mayanshi yosiyeh." You cannot dan with the yonim from that shtot, and you cannot bring edim from people from that shtot to be meyer that we saw this gan of steel, the sefer Torah, because everyone's negeved over. Everyone the shtot is a shutaf in the sefer Torah. So the Gemara is v'nasalko be'tradi nafshay v'nadainu. Why does the Brisa say it sounds like it's impossible to bring edim? Why can't two edim be masalach themselves? And the Gemara talks about shkonim biyodim. Let them be makna away dechad in the sefer Torah. And now they won't be in the Gevedov anymore, and let them come and be made. So the Gemara answers, Shani Sefer Torah Dung Shmiyakoi. Sefer Torah is different because even if you're in the sank yourself and you're makna away, you're chaylik in the Sefer Torah, but you're still in the Gevedov. Even if you don't own, even if you're not shut of the Sefer Torah, you still need a Sefer Torah in Shtot. You want to be Yitzhak, you're the Torah. So you don't really need to own it to be in the Gevedov. That's the most terrible. And that's when then can be made. But that's already. That's discussion. So that's the discussion on the whole Gemara. What's the Gemara asking? Will the Sakha be trimming there and let two of them be makna the chelik away and not be negay anymore? And then they can be made. fact, says, why is this different than the Gemara that Kuchaches? The Chalasi B'Sul, the Sefer B'Kashrus, is possible. These two Edom, in the beginning, B'Shach, the Gneva, they cannot be made. So why can B'Shach, they saw the Gneva, they cannot be made. So it should be Chalasi B'Sul, the Sefer B'Kashrus. Even though later they became Kosher, they should not be able to be made. What's the difference than a Kurish and a traffic? It should be the same thing. So Tosfos answers, V'Emiri, the Moshech, Chalasi B'Pasas, Hochla, Kivin, Shein, Pasas, Tony, B'Guth, and B'Momen. Taisa seems to say a svara that chasli b'psul is only on a psul haguf. A kariv is a psul haguf. But over here, the whole psul was psul in the mammon that they were about, that they were, they gave. Oh, that's a dead head. Which is a chayz eishret head. You have to understand Taisa. Because the enechname is you want to call this a psul mammon, but the psul mammon created it and they gave it up, and the guf is negev it up. That's the first gash. The second of all, any curve really, we're not going to time the curve that much, but the time of the curve that a curve is possible later is because he's in the game of it. This is curve, this is relative. So it's really a bit of a shvet, you machalik between the psul curve and psul the game.
Why explain
the curve that was then possible?
What's the each one's
going to be like? Maybe. But actually, the bigger gash is the same as Ksay Sechashin. Ksay says, Mamadan, Sukhan Dana, Bishan, Marib, and Lev. Who says the other way? He says that the psul nageya is nageya machas mammon is considered a karev. The famous place is very mayach, and where's the whole psul nageya come from? So he's supposed to say a person who's nageya is considered like a karev. So further according to Ibn Lev in the ksois that if psul nageya is the same as a karev, the whole taste of the shvet you machal between a karev and a nageya. This taste of cherakashin in Ibn Lev. Ma'aseh, there's a lot of other tuts from the Yishenim, and to me they're all shver. There's a Dvar, there's a Tesisriya, the Matcha, they all see different, there's Rajva, they all see different tuts. But the most like the teres, the most geschmacka teres, and Pasha teres is the Ramban. The Ramban says a very Pasha teres. The Ramban says that all the Bnei Yair in this Sefer Torah, they're not called Negea, B'David, they're all Bani Dvarim. They're the Nignav themselves. If a person is the Baldova, he's the Nignav, he's the victim, he's the person that was stolen from, that's not called the Negev Adava, that's called the Baal Dava himself. And he brings down the famous Gemara Makas, that Dava says such a story, Makami Dava Kasu Madava. So a Baal Dava is Bechal not an aid. There are Adim, and there's a Ganav, there's a Nignav, there are Adim, but the Nignav is not one of the Adim, the Nignav is the Baal Dava himself. He's the Baal Dava. There's a million of times the Ramban is far, it's not Peshad, it's Chosib. Chosib Sul is on the aid puzzle. An aid that was possible, that you have a din chasiv psul for kashrus. But over here, in the beginning, he wasn't even an aid. He was a stam baal dava. And later, he's misak himself, now he becomes an aid. So there's never chasiv psul. That's even better, because it's so removed.
It's so removed. There's
never an aid.
What's the
cup? And the drush, don't forget, the whole din of chasiv psul for kashrus is there's a chasiv. And so, right now, I can be made. Right now, I'm not in the gear. Right now, I'm the strachik. It's like, there's a cost of who ate I raw. An aid has to be a kosher aid, b'shas to eat, b'shas to God. That's actually the Gemara has a different reason. That's the Gemara.
Why do you have a different reason?
Because
the cotton
is not. Maybe it's not yet at all. It could be. The Gemara says, like, dog, and the soup is not. Okay, to me, I'm not going to go through all the other tuts, and they're all just shver, but to me, it seemed the Ramban was the Pasha Teret. So, why did other Yishenim have to give it into it? Why are we just saying, like, why are they all saying like the Ramban? That he was a Baldova. I thought it was a big Kasha. So, I was just thinking to say, if you have another minute, just thinking to say, there's another Kasha in the Sugya. The Kiregi Yasin Gilina Shas, and Bavasa, the Ksis Choshen Yasin Kasha also, and Simon Amazain, the Kut Bisham, his brother, the Kimsa Sekis. Yes, Akasha, what's the more asking, will Sago betray me now, that the two aid and two people from the shul should be makna the chelik away? How could they be makna the chelik? The famous Gemara Meruba, the Gemara says, on Birchen, on Gozal, we're going to say, Shabbayim, I'm Shnei Min Mechel Magdisha. If somebody stole something, the Nignav, the Nigzal, the person who was stolen from, and the Gana, both cannot be makdashit. Zelnafi Shein Shaloi, but Zelnafi Shein Vishuzai. And the Rishonim explained that they also cannot be maknit. Not with anyone. The person that owns it cannot be maknet because right now it's not in his rishus. Some ganav has it somewhere. If you don't have control over it, you cannot be maknet. And the ganav cannot be maknet because it's not his. He's just a ganav. So same thing over here. This Sefer Torah was stolen from them. Why don't you say, Gozal, Lunishan, Shabbayim? these two edim cannot be maknet. How are they supposed to get rid of their chalik? So k'rei gavlai is by tzorchi and by kasha. And the k'sois wants the answer. The Gemara means that she maknet the chalik to the ganav himself. The whole halacha of Gozel and Shabbayim, Shem Yechim like this, she used to be maknet to somebody else. But over here, the nixal is maknet to the ganav. That you could do, because the nixal's whole problem is not b'shusay. And the ganav's whole problem is einish shaloi. But the nixal to the ganav, it is b'shusay. It's not a chasoyim, but it's b'shusay. I was thinking that this should be totally in Machlekes Balmor and Mochemes, the famous one Mochemes in the beginning of Shoshana Vatang Behe. I'm not going to go into it now. But why did the Kivegi answer this? How come Kivegi back Tzachayin? Like Tzachayin is Kasha. So I think the text is very posher, because I think to be Machlekes to the Ganav himself, the Ganav has to agree. And if the Ganav is any seichel, he'll never agree to it. Why should he agree to be coined to the head now that it'll be made against him? It's really not a very practical teretz. But there's another teretz I was thinking. There's a shtukal rajba in that sugi, which is, to me, it's a shtukal pelem, but here again, the six don't bring it down. The shtukal rajba, you look at the last few lines, he seems to say something. It's I don't have the lashon right here, but it's very bekitza, but he seems to say as far that when they're masalik, these two edom are masalik, they're chelet from it, it'll automatically belong to the rest of the shtat. So everyone else in the shtat will pick up their chalak. And I think the Raj was learning that this kinyan of the Sefer Torah was not stand up as a kinyan that everyone made a kinyan in the Sefer Torah. They bought a b'shutfis, like a price of 40,000 on the Sefer Torah, 1,000 people in shtat, everybody paid $40 for it. I don't think it was a regular shutfis. I think it was like an upmach in the shtat, that everyone in the shtat owns the chalak in the Sefer Torah. Like, I don't know if there's a dugma over here in this neighborhood, you know, everyone, maybe we all have a chelek together in the public parts of the neighborhood. We have a chelek in the public parts of the neighborhood. And if two people would just leave, so everyone else's chelek would automatically just get a little bigger. It happens automatically. So I think this rajab is Bavani the Kasha. The rajab is Bavani the Kasha. How could there be Masal? Like, I go to the Messiah, buy him, shame in a chelek, and both of them cannot be machnet. The rajab is saying, this is different. All they have to do is be Masal, the chelek from it, and it automatically becomes part of the rabbim, the tzibur owns it. The automatic tzibur own their part. So that would be a test discussion. And if you say such a svara, it could be that's why the other rishonim did not like the man's teretz. This is not a regular bialos. It's not a regular baldova. The bialos is, it's like the colony stick a shutvis that the whole shtat owns the sefer Torah. And if anybody, as long as you're here, you own the sefer Torah. If you leave, then everybody else takes over your portion. That's not called mamash baldova. That's more begedin than the geir baldova. That's cool, Maria. And that's what you shouldn't have held. Does pass over the rest of the Gashas. It's a little more, but we'll leave it now. Yeah.